Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? You are listening to the 1,139th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstanding Valen. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D Block Church for the whosoever will. 1 hour of a better understanding of what we've been called and created to do. What it looks like, how it looks like, how things are supposed to work, how they should work. We sit and we figure it out. So if this is your first night and your first time visiting Purpose Kingdom, welcome to the kingdom. Because it's going down in the PK. It's going down in the PK. But if you're the first time on D-Block Church, the way we welcome you here, our greeting is, what up, what up, what up? So everywhere we go, the people want to know, they want to know who we are. So we got to tell them, we are the believers of D-Block Church, the mighty, mighty D-Block Church, you know, every other Thursday right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. If you miss it, you can always catch that later, hit that link, and you can check all of the archives out. Normally, our shows start at 9 p.m. Right now, there is 1,138 episodes that you will be able to listen to if you were to hang up now. But you know you want to listen to this one, so you want to get it. So tomorrow, there will be 1139. And if you hear something that you like, you hear something that you feel is important, you hear something that you need to tell somebody else. Now, I ain't talking about you heard it and you just like listening and all you could think of is the person that I'm talking about and not you. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about if you know someone that is struggling in an area or you know someone that has lost loved ones, you know somebody who is walking in a walk and trying to figure it out. But it might not be always working the best way. Share this. Let them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is there. Let them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is a little bit like church, but is nowhere near church. Can I say that again? It's a little bit like church, but is nowhere near church. I think D-Block Church is the only thing that they call church, and that ain't nothing but not church, but everything that happens outside of life, outside of the church that we call life, that the church might not consider to be life, but we live every day. So that's how D-Block Church came about. We need a place to go where we can't maybe just go and call the police, but we definitely know if there's a place that we can go where we can call on God, everything, it will be all right. So if you are out there and you would like to join me live tonight on the air, the number to call in is 319-527-6091. And if that doesn't work, you can do 323-870-4174. Now, the reason why we give you the number is that because while you are sitting there, and you might hear something, especially today, because now you know that everybody's been shut down. The whole world been shut down now. You can't go anywhere. Everybody is in a pandemic. We have gone to an extreme of ignorance. And I don't want to say it like that to be ignorant, like rude, but this is actually ignorant, like ignorance. Like, you know, our people, they suffer for a lack of knowledge. It seems as if sometimes we just get it misconstrued. We think that because we see something on television or we see the things happening around us, that we should react the way that they show us how to react. We should handle the way they tell us to handle. We should have the conversation in the same manner that they give us the conversation. You know, these are the things that we have learned how to in the lieu of there's an election coming on. You know, we try to Americanize life as if, you know, God made us to be American, as opposed to God making creation. So if you would bear with me for this, or I wouldn't say bear with me, but come on in and share with me for this next hour of an idea of, yes, 613, please. Now somebody probably say, what? Now, all my girls, you know, I know all my girls kind of got closer to the phone, like, oh, my God, we going to the hair store? What she got? There's something new? And then other people are like, I might have Bible scholars out there like, oh, 613 of them. You don't need them and da-da-da. We've gone too far. Let's just say the topic is, yes, 613, please, 319-527. 6091 is the number. 091 is an alternate. You can press 1, it'll cue the board, and then that'll bring you in. When you hear the beep, that means you can speak. Yes. 613, please. Now, I know somebody is like, are you for real? She is not going to do 613. Yeah, they might know a little bit more than the next, but for anyone that does not know, 613 is the color of my blonde hair. And I don't want to say my blonde hair. I want to say the color of the hair I wear. So if the color of my hair, you know that the person in the store said, 613, please. Go give me that. Look at it and say, well.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Right now we have a little bit of technical difficulties. We're going to get Sister Adrian back on. And we're talking about the number 613. 613. Is very significant, especially in the Bible. And in Mark chapter 6:13, it shows the very significance of understanding who we are. And also, we can go on through Revelations, and we go on through 1 John 6:13. And, we're working to get back on Sister Adrian. And, you know, right now, she's going on the number 613 as far as the number of her hair. And we should understand that it has a great significance to Sister Adrian. So right now, as we work to get Sister Adrian on, we're just going to play a song real quick. Thank you.
forgiven. Oh, I apologize. And what I want you to know is the devil is a lie. How about it? What won't happen today? Let me say. I think we started and I got in and I didn't tell the enemy to do anything. And I think he thought, look, I think he thought that we were going to say, oh, I guess, you know, he want to be a part two. We can't say anything, but what we have the ability to do is we have the ability to tell the enemy that it is not going to happen right now. The same way he don't want me to tell you exactly what it was I'm saying, because at the end of the day, he want us to be lost. We are out here right now looking like silly because we don't even realize what it really, really looks like. We haven't even seen it in the way that we need to see it. So, yes. 613, please. It's my choice. I go in every day, and if they don't have 613, I don't want it. And then I thought about it, and I said, wow, there are so many people out here that wouldn't even understand that. Listen, we have a hard time doing the 10, and we do. Nobody even thinks that they can do 10, and they can keep 10 laws in a day. You know, and it's funny because a law is like a rule, but then a rule can be broken, but a law can't. But a law can be broken, but it shouldn't be. The difference is everything happens and everything falls short. There's not always a perfect day. There's not always ever a perfect situation. There's not always going to be the plan that you made. But there is always going to be God's plan. It says in Jeremiah that God knows who we were. We were formed. We know our in, the coming in, and the going out, right? Before we were even put into our mother's womb. So if someone out there right now is confused because they're like, no, because that can't be, because so-and-so just got shot, and when that happened, that didn't go down, and then he got mad, and then that person got shot. Understand that we can label that all in as a part of a sin, and we can put it on a cross. That's something that you put on the cross, and you look at the violence of it, you look at the pain in it, and you look at all of the anger and the bad choices that people make caught up in one situation. And when we look at it, the only thing we want to do is be able to see the slain blood of the sacrificed lamb. Can't focus and understand the slain blood of the sacrificial lamb, you're not understanding exactly all of what God is trying to say. So, yes, 613, please. How is it that we can say that we would like to be, no, 613 says I would like to be a blonde. But I didn't understand why I was a blonde the way that I've been a blonde all of the time, because now you look at the blonde, and it's 2020. So you are good to find at least, what, 5 blondes in a room? At least 5. I always say, if you see the person with the blonde hair, do not just automatically assume that that is me. Reason being is there's too many people that are doing things that I don't do or don't do no more. And I don't need to be associated anymore with it in the fact of my realms of my hair. There are 3 people out there that were saying, well, then you should just take it off. But they've probably been saying that forever. So really, the question really is, why? Why do I have to take it off? Why should I have to take it off? Why do I have to take it off for you? Because in my life, I literally can say yes. 613, please. That ain't how you used to be. I know who you are. We used to do this together, and we used to do that together. And, girl, I used to know you when, and I used to, and 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 used to. And all I can stand on it and say is to God be the glory. Welcome to D-Block Church. That's why we do what we do, how we do what we do. Why? Because we done been there. We done that. And, yes, 613, please. Out of the, all of the ways and the choices of life that I have gone, and I have gone in all different types of directions, I got to say that the best one that I've ever made is making Jesus my first choice. Understanding the blood was everything to me. And when I say understanding the blood and the sacrifice, I need people to understand that I'm saying it just like that because the love that God had for creation, the love the Creator had for His created beings to rule over the earth. All the living insects and everything was supposed to be what? At the hands of man. If man messed up, then that kind of messes the structure up. And we all know that man's messed up, man has messed up, man messed up in the beginning. So because we know that that first mess up was like a first mess up and we always want to take the mess up, if you believe and realize the blood of the slain man, you're not even going to look at your mess ups. Your mess ups are not going to be. I got to give everybody a timeout because there has been a major, major prayer going on because there are some people, some out-of-country people that have been out of the country, and then, you know, everything that's been going on with the country. So because things are shutting down, they got stopped at the border, y'all. They were told they were not allowed to enter into America. But God is good. They made them wait. No one lost their cool. And even in the waiting of the process where, like I said, I think it was the no one lost their cool. That is important in the whole entire situation. But they're home. They are finally home. Not home, but they are in America. Now, if they get caught up in America, we're going to keep praying for them. But they are in American land. So, I'm sorry for the little public service announcement. But, yeah. It's funny that I had that moment because at the end of the day, you only have your family. You know, you can have your friends, you know, and then it's like you have friends, but then you really have friends that become your family. But at the end of the day, your family is always your family, you know? So shout out to my family because, like I said, my family is, I love my family. Why? Because they're my family, and you should love your family the same daggone way. If you don't, you should fix whoever that is, wherever the problem is, you need to go and find it and tell them that we are family, and it's way bigger than this, especially if it's over some money or if it's over something that you didn't do or if it's something that they were supposed to do, like something that we would call petty. Even though, you know, we like to be petty. I'm petty. I'm petty. Like, we don't even realize that the songs that we say and the things that we got our kids saying are telling them exactly who they are. I'm petty. I'm petty. So let's be petty for this. Not at all. Stop it. Yes. 613, please. Let's figure out how to do it a different way. Let's figure out what he said. Now, am I going to go through all of the 613 laws? No, because that's not the point. The point of the law was so that in the New Testament, God could keep things together. Because you got to understand something. In the Old Testament, when you broke the law, there was no talk about it. It was just death. You died. Don't nobody care if you didn't like the outcome and all that stuff. Who were you talking to? I'm going to know, like, who were you having all these different meetings because you didn't like the way of the outcome and it shouldn't have been that bad and it wasn't that hard. And in the Old Testament, where a lot of us would like to live, and that is the law, we kind of ask ourselves to do what? I say yes. 613, please. Because I understand and I believe in the blood. Without the slain blood, I wouldn't be saying yes 613 because I would be saying I need a break. Please, I didn't mean to do that yesterday. Or I didn't mean to have that thought. Yeah, because 613 get real. It's not just don't kill and steal. You know what I mean? It ain't. It's not don't cheat on your mate and stuff. It's not that kind of stuff. It's the other little one. You know, not, I wouldn't say love your neighbor, but, you know, that's the big one. But how about just that kind thought that wasn't that kind, but it might have been Betty or it might have been funny. Or it might have been all of the other things that we label them as. But it could have still been a sin. Now, I'm talking about the sins that we, as the people would say, they act like they're not really sins because we do them so often that they're the regular things that we just do. And so, you know, those are the things that God knows about us. So we don't consider them to be sin. It looks like I might have a caller out there. Now, my phone is jumping, so if there is a caller, you can let the caller on because you have to just come in and let me know because I see the phone jumping. But like I said, the devil is a liar. Because if you are communicating, what we would like to do is make sure that you have enough time to get on and say what it is that you have to say. Do you know that tonight is March 12th. Yeah, I had to say it with the pause because I wanted a dramatic pause and so somebody could say, it's March 12th. It's 3/12. Y'all know I'm about Emma by my 1, 2, 3. If you see 1, 2, 3 anywhere in your day and you don't believe in God like I believe in God and you start picking up my 1, 2, 3, please smile for me. Because, see, yes, 613, please. I choose to live in a place where even if I do fall short, I know that God knows my heart because I really be trying to strive for my 613. But then I have questions that come from my fellow believers. Well, I don't want to call them believers. I want to call them my church members because it's different because you have to understand that when people say church members, they're talking about that building where they go and they commune with the people that are in there. That's what we be talking about when we say my church or the church or, you know, when I go to church and all of that. But we do have to realize that we are the church. Individually, we are the church. Like, I've actually been kicked out of church. I've been kicked out of church. Brother Rob, look, I'm not getting kicked out of church right now because I am the church. We are the church. You can never be taken away from everything, all in one token, but God definitely makes sure that he separates you from the situation in order for you to be able to, you know, go to, I'm going to say, I like to say build stamina. I buried a good friend today. I should say, not me, we buried a very good friend today, Marion Burroughs. And what I would say about Marion is Marion always tells you how to win. Not win like win, but win like win. no matter what, even if you lost, you still was a winner because you went in there and you did your best. You gave it your all. You had your head up. You really put your work in, and because it was like a yes. 613, please. Because when you realize that there is a way that you can do it, and if you realize that there is a way that you can do it right, then what happens is you want to do it right more and more and more and more and more. It doesn't say that you're going to do it perfect. Like Chappie always says, it's not going to make you sinless, but it is going to make you sin less. And if you're a person that's out there and you just laugh at that, like, ha, like it's too, you know, it's just not, it's not real to you, or this is not something that's serious to you, because this might be your first time that you are actually on Purpose Kingdom Network, and that's because they done shut everything down for you. People look at it and say, oh, that's nothing but the devil. That ain't nothing but the devil. That ain't nothing but the devil. How about the actual thought that everything is shut down is God telling everybody to stop it and wake up and pay attention? Y'all out here running around like you are just, the, first of all, this ain't the first virus that has come along. So the day that this what they called it, a pandemic, they called it a pandemic before. I never heard of pandemic, and like I said before, I maybe not been paying attention to the point where now I'm watching people that have been saved all their lives, supposedly, doing all of these things and teaching people how to do this and being the pastors of this and leading the people of this and leading people to that, and they got nothing but fear in their heart to the point where they are promoting this separation. Let's stay away from each other. Let's just not talk to each other for 2 weeks. It should be good. We'll just let the disease go. We'll just let the virus go on, and we won't talk to each other for 2 weeks. We'll stay secluded for 2 weeks, and we don't even realize what it sounds like. We're saying, that don't sound like. That's not God. But this stop for the one day could be, so that you could get on D-Block Church and you can actually hear what it is that's supposed to be going on. Because, yes, 613, please, is where we need to be. Not running scared, not sitting there looking like everybody is sick, everybody is going to die. You got a cough now we got the coronavirus. We done had one, and then it went from another, and then it went to another. You know, I watch shows that tell you that that stuff is not supposed to be said to people because it makes people go all the way left. Everyone has a symptom. If you're standing in a grocery line right now and you've been in the grocery store since 4 o'clock, you understand. I was talking to somebody the other day, and the nurse said that when the lady picked her bag up, a whole bottle of Peril fell out. This is what we're doing. Y'all out here stealing. You're doing this. You're grown. What is your kid looking at you thinking right now? Because everybody is sick. We got to do this. We got to do that. These kids are, we are not raising our children for, they say that children are our future, and our children ain't going to make it but a day. That's if we don't even just kill them off in the beginning. The way we're going right now with the climate change and everything, the world, we'd be burnt up if we keep it going the same way. Everyone wants to say what they want to say, and ain't nobody saying it the right way. How about that? Y'all talking about climate change. It ain't about a climate change, because I'll be honest. Don't say it, Adrian, because this is D-Block, but it is not privy to do all that we would like to do, because guess what, y'all? If we could kick down the doors and tear it open the pulpits and just tell everybody, y'all got to come in here. The virus ain't in here. We're telling the people to go and put yourself in your own house. Put yourself in your own house under nobody's word. But if you know, you are privy to a church that has an internet, internet ministry, you might not be lost or left out. But what if your church is not affiliated? That's why you do what we do every night at Purpose Kingdom Network. That's why you make sure you're on. And if you know people that are not allowed to go to their places of worship, or they're not allowed to attend their baseball games and basketball games anymore, and they're looking for something because they're complaining about not having anything to do, give them the number and tell them to check out some archives. That way they'll know what they are in for. Because I can tell you that, what's tomorrow, Friday? Oh, no, not Friday yet. It's Friday. Yeah, I think we got a treat coming up. You know, so when you know the treat is coming, then you want to be around. You don't care if there's a virus. You're looking at it and you say, I look at people and I say this. You're telling me that I'm not supposed to talk to anybody. You're telling me that if I shake somebody's hand, or if I speak to them, or if I hug their neck, or because, you know, the whole joke is in church that nobody can speak to your neighbor, you can't turn to your neighbor, you can't talk to them, don't high-five them, no personal contact, okay? No personal contact. I understand that everybody thinks that they try not to get sick, but just listen to house down. No personal contact. Don't touch anyone. Be in the house for 2 weeks. You can stay in the house for about 2 weeks. You can do this. You can do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. 2 weeks ago, we were on our way. Not 2 weeks, but maybe 3 weeks ago, we were on our way to another dimension. Kobe Bryant had just died. Everyone was in an uproar. Everyone was, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Oh, my God, Kobe just died. Oh, my God. How is that going to happen? Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Like, there are still people that are talking about Kobe Bryant, but they are never talking about Christ. I got an issue with that. And if no one wants to say it, then, of course, on D-Block Church, I'm definitely going to say it the same way that I just said it. I got an issue with that. You're not going to tell me that Kobe Bryant did this, that, and the other thing, and he was this, that, and the other thing, and we're never going to be the same, and all of these things happen. And then there was a massive tornado that strikes down in Tennessee to the point where it literally pulverized one side of a block. You ever been in your house and look at your neighbor's house, but then think you don't even talk to your neighbor? You like their deck, but you've never been over there to be on top of it. You went to bed last night and never even thought about speaking to your neighbor, saying anything to your neighbor. And when you woke up, your entire house was unscathed, and that neighbor's house is pulverized, gone. They don't even know where the neighbor is. I believe that was the conversation that we were supposed to talk about. Remember, the coronavirus was already going on in China. The thing that happened in America was that tornado. And we saw God in the power of what God can do and how God does what he does, when he does it, how he wants to do it, why he wants to do it. And then we allow, you know, they didn't shoot anybody this time. They put the sickness out. Next time it might be, you know, shooting. I'll tell you that all the time on D-Block Church. When things go awry in the White House and we don't react the way that we're supposed to, when they go wrong in the White House or whatever, something else happens. A pandemic. Because that's what they be want. They want us to have them. They watched us. They want us to have them. We've been going through different situation after different situation. We've never just had a moment where we could just put our hands up, roll our chest back, and say, thank you. I'm not scared. I know what it is. If we don't make it out of here, I did what I was supposed to do while I was here. Gotta go about telling you hello and I get the virus. I'm supposed to be sick and proud of being sick because I died doing what God wanted me to do and not running into my house and sitting away from all the people for 2 weeks because I was scared of getting sick. I apologize if you can feel it in me, because sometimes they say, oh my God, she's just so strong. Oh my God, she's just so tough. Oh my God, she's just so harsh. I think it's so funny how all these people say these things, but when you sit back and just listen to the world is harsh. The world is brash. The world is actually disgusting and nasty. We are allowing these things to come into our world, and we are not even saying anything. Are you kidding me? Now they're going to talk about we getting sick and everybody's sick, and now the sick is now it's, you got to shut down stuff, and now nobody can go anywhere. Are you kidding me? They really did that. They did it, and then the problem is, guess what? You got some people that are listening, so they are actually just listening to what the news is like. You got me? They never even went anywhere. They never even seen anybody. They haven't even heard anybody cough or sniffle. But they are in an uproar. We gotta understand something. You also need to know that with weather going from 20 degrees to 60 degrees to 30 degrees to 70 degrees to 20 degrees to 60 degrees to 40 degrees to 70 degrees to 30 degrees to 50 degrees, you understand what I mean? We should all be sick. Think about it. If you have a coat on one day and can't put a coat on the next day after that, you got a coat on, but you're sweating. And now because you're sweating so much, it's like you're going to catch a cold within the cold. So just like it says that you won't be able to tell the end of the time by the button of the tree. Come on, man. And then if you look up, they are completely confused. I love it. I like to watch the animals because animals tell you everything. I see you there. I see you there. No. Hello? Are we still here? Because listen, I'ma just talk until the wheels fall off. Because the last time it cut off, somebody actually stopped and called and said, girl, I can't hear you no more. Amen to the people that are out there that just care about making sure that there is word that is going forth. Yes. 6:13, please. I know that it was a weird topic, but I just wanted to get into it because people need to understand that, no, we do not live by the law, but the law was there to make life right. It was there to help us live. So, you know, you do not live by the law, but the law was there to make us, you know, to help us live so that there wouldn't be all of this death, all of this famine. It, like, we had a way that we didn't really maybe have to even be in this situation. No one wants to really say that like that, but if you get into it and it says why, how, and what will happen, yes, these things are not supposed to be the same outcomes because now we have an actual savior that actually died for all of this. But even still in our daily walk, we got to at least want to live like Christ. And I don't mean you cannot live like the slain blood, the slain lamb. You can't live like that. But you can definitely live how he walked. He walked this earth for a long, 33 years. And so from 12 to 33, you at least have nothing but good examples, great conversation, great teaching, you know? And none of them were preaching. Even though people think that I be preaching all the time and I ain't preaching the word. I am saying something to you, and it sounds like Bible because it is Bible, but the last thing I want you to do is feel like you're being preached to. However, there is a there is a way that God's word needs to be heard. And if it is on D-Block Church that it needs to come forth like that, then it comes forth like that on D-Block Church. Why? Because we have another day to do it another day better. Because our children are waiting on us. Our children are depending on us. And God has already ordained this to be done. So we have a job to do. And we as the believers have a job to walk right. We have to even panic in a different type of a way. Like, we can be in a frenzy, but you don't have to be frantic. There is a way that, like, this whole entire situation with my parents, with my mom trying to get back over the border, like trying to get back in America. There were a lot of different ways that everybody could have handled these situations. But every time, like I said, there was a hiccup, there was somebody that was left behind. Well, not left behind, but left back. You know what I mean? Like, because some people were being detained. And it's a good thing because you know that at least they are protecting, like, our border. You know what I mean? But the way that it sounds like they protecting it, it don't sound like it protected too much, because I guess once it's in the air, there's not much protecting that you're going to do. Unless you're like me and you try to keep the same air every day. Well, not the same air, but I like to stay in the same area so that, you know, I at least can pinpoint where I got it. That's what you want to do. You want to make sense of what's going on. No, I'm not telling you to go out here and be sucking mouth with everybody that you see and just spreading germs and not washing your hands and coughing all out, you know, all out and stuff. No, but I'm saying that there's a way that we can just handle that like any other sick, any other flu, the same way they say, do you get a flu shot? They're going to ask you, do you want a corona? And I'm going to say, yeah, with a line. I apologize. But you know what I mean. That's the only corona I needed. Talking about, my son is the one that told me that. When he said it, he's like, they just came from college. And I'm saying, well, you know, you got to be careful because, you know, this coronavirus thing. He said, Mom, do you know that coronas are like beers? Oh, my God. I said, you know, it's a sad part because I think that is like the joke of how they joke about it. But we have to realize that there are people that are out here today that their joke is a whole reality. And it's actually kind of scary. Because if you are out there and you are listening today and you have a made up reality, and I don't want to say make-believe reality, but a made reality. Like you bought it, you liked it, you wanted that, so you bought that too. You thought this would look nice and you thought that would make you look right, so you bought that too. And, you know, you made up the way that you think your life is supposed to be set up. Like everything that you do is about you and setting it up for you. You are a person who is in a lack. Well, no, I don't want to say lack, because you have all of the things that you think that you need, but you're extremely empty. Or I don't want to say empty. You know what? You know, okay. Think of a strawberry shortcake. I mean, with the whole big, you know, the fresh strawberries on the top. If you're out there and you have a strawberry allergy, I apologize. I'm not trying to cure you, you know, just in your thought. But you just think of like a lemon pound cake or something. But imagine that cake sitting on the table. And you just can't wait to get you a slice. And when you go to get this slice, I mean, it looked right. it just, it's just like, oh, it is screaming for you to just eat it. And when you put it in your mouth, it don't have any sugar in it. Why? Because you attempted to think that it was, you already knew what you saw, so you saw that it was going to be a strawberry shortcake. You know what it tastes like. So you know what you're wanting, you were anticipating it and everything. But then you had to spit it out. And the reason why you had to spit it out was because you're all pretty and stuff, but you have no, you're not sweet. You're not made up right. Or it's like a bad lemon cake without any milk. It's falling on the inside. You done put it in the oven, you done mixed it up, and you done think you did everything, and you fucked out the milk. So by the time you get all the way to where you're getting, and it's time to pull it out, the cake is falling on the inside. What can you do? You ain't going to do nothing with a fall of cake. That's why I remember my mom said you can't move around. Don't make that much noise. But it's just like if you don't have a relationship with Christ. If you don't actually know about Isa walking, talking, telling you... I don't think we should do it like that because that ain't going to be the way to look because, you know, my father is not going to go for that. Our father is not working with that because that ain't how that's supposed to be. We need to do this way and get, you understand? So it wasn't like, no, you just can't do it that way. You shouldn't do it this way. And, well, if I were you, I would do it this way. And you need to have a personal relationship with God so that you can understand when you need him and how to call on him. Because you don't need him while you're in church or in the building doing something that you're supposed to do. That's your job. You know, you're there. You're not even there in the service like you're worshiping, right? Any worship and giving back that says that, God, I know exactly who you are, and I thank you for all of you. I thank you for your good. I thank you for your bad. I thank you for your grief, because if it wasn't for the grief, we wouldn't be here. So we'd like to offer the opportunity for everyone to, you know, what we call it is the call of salvation. The reason why they call it the call of salvation is because you literally are calling and you are asking for God to come into your life, clean you, to help you, fix you. If it's something in your mind that is not able to get all the way to number 5 and it only stops on 3, then you know that you're asking for the 4 and the 5. I want to be complete. I want to feel whole. Now, I didn't say you was going to be healed or you were going to be, you know, you were going to be freed. You definitely will be free from the fact that you don't have to carry it anymore. You don't have to hold it anymore. If you're ashamed of it, you don't have to be ashamed of it anymore. Because any and everything that you can, any and everything think about is up there in that blood dripping. The blessing of the fact that you're looking at the blood, the blessing is not, I should say, you got to know about the blood. But the real true blessing is when he gets up. Like after he died, they put him in the tomb. You know, you got to say that this was what it was. You got to die. Because if it doesn't die, then it may not be all the way. Got me? So it ain't all the way there yet. So if it is a dead situation, if there is no life in this thing, if there is no way to turn, that's where you're at. That's when you jump. That's the blessing. You ask God to catch you. Say, God, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. I want to get it right. I want to try even harder. God will do it for you. I think I do have Chappie on the line, though, D-Block. So, in this era of, what they call it, pandemic, I can't wait to be at the, I can't wait to talk about it on Let's Talk About It. Because one thing I will say is that if the world don't fix it by Monday, y'all know by the time we get to the table, it will be done. I mean, I'm just saying that because I know there are people out there that are listening right now, and hopefully they give you a little bit of stuff to go back and at least change your conversation, because your conversation right now is not right. Your conversation right now is not good. It's not helping anyone. It might be helping the election, but I don't really know how much it's helping the election, because guess what? When people stop paying attention because now they think that they're about to die because the people over on the other side are sick, and now we can't go to school, and now we can't go to the mall and all this other kind of stuff. You know how many people are going to think that they're dead because they can't go shopping? Oh, Lord. Check. Is a... No? Well, it's easy, y'all. It's real simple. All you got to do is be heartfelt. And you know I'm not a repeat after me, but you can say it just like this. Dear God, come into my life, save me, a sinner. I believe that your son died on the cross and rose again, taking the sting, the power of death and the grave, and allowing us to be victorious. It ain't gonna happen overnight, but once you know that the victory is already there, it's easier and easier and easier to just wake up and win the race. All you gotta do is wake up and win, but you gotta believe. You gotta believe. I guess I'm going to hand it over to Brother Rob so you can do the announcement.
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is a part of the Purpose Cam Network, and we thank each and every one of you for calling in, whether you called us or listening in via phone or via internet. We thank you so much for your support. We thank so much for Sister Adrian for her leading us to the call of salvation. If you've prayed the prayer of salvation, we invite you to find a Bible, believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that will nurture you in the word of Christ. And if you can't find that sanctuary or that church home, that's why we're here almost each and every night here on Purpose Kingdom Network. We'll be broadcast almost every night that we're able to, a night of ministry. And we thank you so much for joining us. And don't forget to invite a friend. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. If you want to email us, you can email us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. Where we invite you also to invite friends and family to listen to or just see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And we invite you to like us on Facebook. We can also see our advertisements and upcoming shows. You can also comment or send a question there also. We thank you so much. Well, God's will, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour for Self-Expressions Sports Edition. And that's going to be hosted by Brother Robert Popeye Hudson. So once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us for Self-Expressions, Sports Edition at the 8:30 p.m. hour. We thank you so much. With God's will, God's blessing. Also, we invite you to hear our morning word of inspiration on Anchor.com or Anchor FM, or you can follow any of the links on our social media pages where you can get a morning word of praise. And we thank you so much. Like I said, whether you're listening online or via phone, we thank you so much. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to turn things back over to our host, Sister Adrian.
Thank you, D-Block. Thank you so much, Brother Rob. I just wanted to leave you with, I sit around, right, and you can listen to people. And when you sit around and you listen to people process, like what they're actually going through, what actually happened, processing is a little different from thinking because you actually had to put yourself in that situation. You actually got to go all the way through actually what is happening, right? This is like a before process. Like, you know, you think about doing the silly thing that you do before, you know, you think about the repercussions of your actions before you do it. So I know somebody probably that knows me was like, what? That ain't how we did it. I can just say, bless God. Yes. 613, please, is how I try to live it. Like, it's not always right now. And I don't want anybody to think that it is, you know, that's what I'm saying, or that it needs to always be right, or it can't be funny, and all this other kind of stuff. I just think that we need to stop laughing at some of the stuff that is really not funny. I mean, it could be funny, but it would have been, okay, you say it's not funny, but then we look at it and say that Donald Trump is not funny, but when we say the things that Donald Trump says, it's okay. And then people act like they don't say the things that Donald Trump says, and we do. I can honestly say that people have been more conscious of the things that they say now because of Donald Trump and not wanting to be associated with him. However, we voted him in. And the one thing that we could never do is, you know, one, you can't rewrite, well, This new world is rewriting history, so I never even heard that you could rewrite it. But you could rewrite our history because God's word never changes. God's word never changes. God's thoughts never change. And guess what? Even in the adaptation of what is going on in the world, God does not change. God won't change. We need to be more diligent of it. And please invite the people to come to Purpose Kingdom Network. Don't think that people should just sit in the house now because they're not allowed to go outside. Because, you know, everybody that never been able to watch my show, you know, they never been able to listen to my show because it's always been on Thursday night. So, you know, March Madness and everything else. All I can say is to God be the glory. Just think about it. It might be a virus. Might be a virus. But when was the last time that the game stopped? All of the games. Which is kind of scary because then you say, Dad, was it really that bad? But yet you can go to the airport and no one is all covered up. I went to the store the other day and people weren't really, you know, walking around all crazy. However, if the people are saying be careful, be careful. Like I said, the best thing I'll leave you with is what a young man told me the other day. He said, Miss Sister Adrian, you know what I do? I said, what's that? He says, I say the ABCs while I'm washing my hands. So before I leave tonight, put the soap in your hand, ABC. You turn your water on, ABDEFG, HIJK, LMNOP. Roll around, Q. Keep it well rest. T-U-B. Now you're under the water again. W-X-Y-N-Z. And then as you're drying your hands off, it's as I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me? And your hands will be dry. Be safe. Can't wait to talk to y'all on Monday. Hope we'll be able to come out and play. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.